plagued a potential nugget.
Shifting gears, Abhijit, I want to talk about building careers, right? And I read your book, and I found two or three themes quite interesting. I'm going to weave them and would love your perspectives. One is about commoditization of expertise, you talk about it. Second is about being perpetual beta, which you talk about. And third, which really I found interesting, was sort of moving from a T to a pi,
right,
in terms of how you build capability. But just your commentary on two things. One is, how should people think about careers, and how's that paradigm changed in the world we are in?
Right.
And second is, how do people think about staying relevant,
yeah,
given the number of moving pieces?
So I would sort of start by saying that, you know, we have moved from a time when people stayed in one company over their lifetime. That was my dad's generation, and they kind of stayed in one company and never changed. And that's how the world was. It was a far more stable, predictable world. Then, came people like us who actually started off in one company and moved through different employers. I've moved through several employers and sort of done that. And we are now going to head to a time when individuals are actually going to hold multiple jobs. The one individual we employed simultaneously with three or four employers. And then there is going to be another disruption, which is that because skills are going to become obsolete very quickly, and business models are actually going to go out of the window very quickly. You will come to a scenario where most people will get forced to shift out of a particular company, a particular career, and they will hop through careers. So they will actually, you could be a software programmer one day, and then as that skill becomes obsolete and you sort of are no longer the prized commodity in the market, people will switch maybe and run a coffee shop somewhere, and then maybe pick up another skill and learn music and teach music somewhere for a living, and then come back and learn the latest language, and then maybe come back to something else, or maybe teach history somewhere. So the ability for people to navigate through careers is actually going to be driven by the people's ability to learn many different things. The more you can learn many different things, the more opportunities are going to come for you. And the more you're going to get hung up about, so I have to wait to be certified and coached and do all that. I think it's going to be very hard for people to live with that paradigm, because those options will reduce dramatically.
Mm. And specifically, your views on moving from a T to a pi? Are there examples where people done it well?
You remember I was talking about this individual who's an expert in machine learning and has got an interest in archaeology and loves classical music and, has dreams of writing a book. This is pretty much, people who can live in that and world, the polarities, that they can sort of, they are as comfortable talking about artificial intelligence and machine learning as they are about discussing, the nuances of great fiction.
It's not even a pie. It looks like an octopus, right? In terms of just the number of...
It's actually the fact that, you have one leg of the of that symbol. It's interesting you're talking about it, because yesterday was World Pi Day, actually. And so you have one leg which is, straight. And the other's got a little curve there, which in my mind is, the piece which is, you learn about many different things so that you are able to use your expertise in that other depth area across many different contexts. So, this person, for example, was talking about, he's created apps for the healthcare industry. He's done it a bunch of different times. And he says that it's insight that he has gained from his archaeology expeditions. And I was trying to figure out, how is archaeology connected to building apps? And he then explained to me the principles that, when you look at a site, how do you deconstruct something which you have no clue about? So how do you sort of go to a particular site and then look at the artifacts which are lying there, and then you say that you pick up something and say, what could this have been used for? Mm-hmm. What is the possibility? And he's saying that the important thing is to not get conditioned by what would I use it for.
Right.
You know, so what would somebody from a different time and generation have used it for? To be able to sort of, and that I think is the mindset which is going to thrive in the new world. So, and in a very, very blatant way.
And one of the points you touched upon, I think, is the gig economy, right? I think people are, as we move towards a world where the boundary walls are coming down, given technology is making coordination a lot easier and seamless.
Mm.
What's your advice to people in terms of how they think about committing to an organization and building a career there versus participating in the gig economy through a portfolio of things?
You know, I think the organizations, if they are able to leverage and get people excited in multiple ways, you know, to the example that if when the person's ability to code is diminishing and being effective in that world and they're changing over to a different language altogether inside the organization, the same individual could be kept engaged. If I know that this person's really passionate about starting their own cafe, the person could start the cafe inside the organization. Now, this potentially is a frivolous example, but then, you know, people can move between adjacencies.
It's a great point you make about the need for the organization to listen as well to the aspiration of the individual. It's not just a standard path, right?
Yeah, because we assume that everybody who's who's an engineer loves to be an engineer. This is a mistaken assumption. You know, the people have many different aspects. And I think this is the one big shift in the workplace, which is already happening, by the way, that the ability of the employer to encourage you to bring your full self to work.
Right.
You know, so the work, whatever you're doing, bringing in your hobbies and your passion and your interest and that little dream, put all of that into the work that you're doing today, whatever it is, and figure out a way to build that into the work that you're doing. I think it's the definition of, you know, very successful careers or employee engagement. Employee engagement is not about celebrating birthdays of employees, which is, you know, how a lot of companies do it, because they are like frivolous transactions.
True.
But if you are really able to, you know, engage people in teaching them different skills and keeping them curious, that's one of the biggest things about building people's engagement.
And appealing to their individuality, as you
like. Yeah, absolutely.
Lovely.
A couple of books come to mind in this context. One is a book by a former professor of mine from London Business School, Linda Grattan. In her book, 100 Year Life, she talks about the fact that earlier people led a reasonably linear life and moved from education to career to retirement in a sequential way. She says that if you knew somebody's age, you knew their stage. Now that paradigm has shifted completely. You might have a 27-year-old taking a sabbatical after selling off his company, or a 65-year-old doing a PhD to reskill himself or herself. The second book that comes to mind is a book, Alliance, by Reid Hoffman, one of the co-founders of LinkedIn. In the book, he and the other authors talk about situations where loyal, talented employees might find themselves passionate about something which might occasionally be tangential to where the organization is headed. I feel it's become a lot more critical for organizations to listen intently to their employees and see if they can carve out flexible career paths or projects where common ground can be found between where the company wants to go and what energizes the individual. In the book, they talk about structuring win-win alliances, almost like the rotation program, 6-month rotation program that new graduates are put through, for employees and organizations to craft this and take stock of it and move forward. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.